Official visit season is pretty much over. Now it's time for prediction season.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off. And you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fly.
What's up? We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Happy Wednesday. I'm your host, Charlie Five, and we're going to get into some predictions. We're going to have a little offensive mock class version 1.0 and go through position by position, look where Auburn stands and who we look to add in the very near future. But before we do that, you know we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Going to throw something out there for you. You ever heard of a retirement income gap analysis? Sounds awesome to me. Do you know if you have a positive income surplus or a negative income gap already set for your retirement? Do you know if your money's going to get you there, basically? Do you know how far it's going to carry you? Is there a gap there? Ford Stokes can give you this analysis completely free by just reaching out to him. Who better to lock in with, who better to trust your money with than another Auburn guy and one of the biggest Auburn guys, loves Auburn. Going to be very interested in hearing his predictions after this show of this offensive class. Ford Stokes is the guy. Give him a shout. You can catch him in tons of different places, activewealth.com, annuity360.net, or retirementresults.com. You can see him almost in person. You can check out his videos that he uploads. So, great guy. Make a friend. Tell him I sent you. Tell him War Eagle, Ford Stokes, Active Wealth Management. Believe it or not, it's only June, but official visit season where kids can come on an all-expenses-paid trip to your campus now in 2024 is pretty much over. It's pretty much over. You're going to get some stragglers in for games on official visits, but the timeline for everything has moved way up. The timeline for official visits and consequently the timeline for commits has also moved way up. This past weekend was the big finale. A lot of coaches start to go on vacation and things of that nature. Then a small window opens up in July. You're probably not going to have you've probably had pretty much everybody in that you're going to have in on an official visit already. So that's when you start seeing a lot of your, you know, Friday Night Lights, your Big Cat Weekends, your cold summer barbecue cookouts, whatever Alabama wants to call theirs. So with all that being said, I think it's a good time to kind of see where you stand. It's a good time to see where this class stands and who you may be looking to push for in the very near future, who you're looking at to fill out your needs. And this episode in particular, we're going to talk strictly about offense. Tomorrow, we'll talk about defense. So here we go. We're going to dig in position by position and talk about what we have and who we're looking at possibly filling it out. So obviously, I want to start with the position that's kind of blown my mind, that in June of this cycle, you're already almost 100% set. And typically, you would think that would be wide receiver at Auburn, running back at Auburn, defensive back, things of that nature. No, it's the offensive dadgum line, the big uglies in the middle. Auburn's got five commits already, three four-stars. Broderick Scholl could be considered a five-star, depending on what you look at, depending on which site you look at. And another big thing that Auburn's typically struggled with in past is getting offensive tackles. And you have three four-star-plus offensive tackles, and you have another offensive tackle. So you got four guys already committed that could play offensive tackle. And then you throw in your center that you evaluated early that you really love, that's got some great offers, Ty Buster. But, yeah, you basically brought in a bunch of guys that are athletic enough to play the tackle position or, you know, obviously that some of these guys are going to have to slide inside. So you got five already. You got Broderick Scholl, Tavares Dice, Carday Smith, who I just saw this past weekend, looks absolutely phenomenal. I think he's actually going on a USC visit. Wouldn't worry too much there. He's really done well as far as getting his body in shape to ready to go when he gets here. He looks ready made almost. He honestly may have to end up putting a little bit more weight back on. Looks really good. Sorry, Cardae Smith, Spencer Dallin, that's your four tackles. Then you got your Ty Buster in the middle that the coaches just absolutely love. So you got five guys. Are you done? I don't believe so. I think Auburn is going to look to add at least one more. And then if one of these big dogs want to walk late and join this class, Auburn would definitely take their commitment. So who's the one for sure? I feel like you could go ahead and pencil in Jacoby Ward as rounding out this class. Jacoby Ward, he's an offensive guard who has a really, really good offer list. 6'4", 340, goes to the same high school that Herbert Scroggins goes to, that Holden Garner went to, Benedictine Military School in Savannah, Georgia. He's an interior guy. Again, three-star guy, but he's got offers from LSU, South Carolina, Alabama, Miami. Definitely on their radar. And I think Auburn values this guy even more than any of those. And I think if they could go ahead and get a commitment from him, they would. And I would almost be willing to bet it happens in the very near future, maybe in the next couple of weeks. That could be done. That could mean Auburn's done there at offensive line. But if an Andrew Babalola, it does seem like that one's kind of fading, a five-star offensive tackle from Kansas, or a Malachi Goodman, another highly rated four-star. He could play tackle. He could play inside from the New Jersey area. Remember, he came in for a visit, had a big time, came in with Andrew Babalola on a visit. But again, those are ones you're going to continue to recruit. And if you can add them, that's great. If not, I think you're incredibly satisfied with adding these six high school offensive linemen, all of them that I think could end up playing, playing a lot of snaps for Auburn. And you kind of have a whole line. I mean, you got a center, you got multiple guys that can play tackle, then you got some interior guys as well. You got to do that pretty much every year. So you think, okay, we got six this year. Next year, we may only take two or three. Nah, they're going to go ahead and try to take four or five again next year and every single year. You already got a center committed for 2026, but this is it for 2025. I think you end up with six guys. Jacoby Ward will be the last one you add. And then if one of these – I'm sorry, yes, six guys. And then if one of these big dogs want to walk late with Andrew Babalola, if somehow you can get him back on campus and make an impact, I think you definitely take him. So that's your biggest class. That's one you've just about, you know, Jake Thornton taking extra long. Go ahead and take you an extra long vacation. He's done an incredible job in the high school ranks this year already. All right, moving on. Let's go to tight ends next. Tight ends. So you have your stalwart of the class, Ryan Gee, who's not wavered. He even came in last week on an official visit and went ahead and said, I'm shutting it down, not going to go anywhere else. Going to be sort of your Luke Deal type tight end, your H-back, your guy that's probably not going to have, 20, 30 catches in a season. It may only be, 10, 15 at most. Maybe, look at maybe one catch a game type player, but play action, really be able to pound in the running game. This is the kind of guy that you needed to have. Auburn plays a lot of tight ends. Hugh plays a lot of tight ends because Hugh likes to pound the ball. Okay, so you got to have guys like this. Athletic guys who are at least some sort of threat in the passing game, but can move, can pull, can get out and get in space, block in space. You got to have guys. And also, line up in line and drill somebody in the face mask. Ryan Gee is going to be that guy. But I think they want to bring in at least one more because, remember, Auburn loses a ton of tight ends in the offseason. You're basically only going to be returning Mike O'Reilly, who's a stud. He actually hosted both of these tight ends on the visit. And then you got Rico Walker, who really turned a lot of heads in the spring. So who's going to be the next tight end? I honestly believe it's going to end up being Hollis Davidson, the guy that decommitted from you just a couple of months ago. I think I incorrectly labeled him as being sort of the same type of player as Ryan Gee, and I was way wrong. This kid is a legitimate receiving threat, tight end. He can do both. He came in for this 7-on-7 camp recently and shredded, made a bunch of really good plays for his high school. And I think Auburn would take him back. Auburn is going to push to take him back. And I think ultimately he ends up back in the class. Another kid that's got a lot of great offers. Really, really good looking kid as far as, you know, you just got to add just a smidge more weight and you can be a bit. He's almost ready made to play college football already. So Hollis Davidson, if you can get a guy like a Caleb Edwards, he did come in for an official visit from California. If you can get a guy like him, you would obviously take him. But I think ultimately, if we're making predictions, I think ultimately your other tight end is going to be Hollis Davidson. I think you're probably going to be done. I think you're going to take two and probably be done. And if you need to fill any needs in the portal, you might do it there. But that's kind of how I feel the tight end situation will work out. All right, moving on, running backs. So you don't have a running back committed at all. You don't have a running back committed. And at this point in time, you feel like you've normally at least had a guy, a singular guy in the boat. And you need multiple in this class because you didn't take one last year. You're losing Jarquez Hunter coming up. You had the tragedy with Brian Battee. You would have lost him anyway because he would have graduated. But you're really thin at running back, and you knew going in you got to take two. Well, you don't have one in the boat yet, but I don't think that's going to last a whole lot longer. So Auburn's going to take a big back and a small back, but I'm going to say sort of like a do-it-all type guy, a guy that can come in on third down, catch balls out of the backfield, a little bit more of a shifty type guy that you're not going to have to depend on carrying the load on, you know, first down between the tackles, getting those tough yards. The guy that's sort of your up when you're going up tempo and you're getting the ball out quickly, you know, that type of guy that can be a really, really big weapon. I think you're going to take a big guy, the pounder back that's your bell cow, and then you're going to take a little bit of a change up type guy, thunder and lightning type situation. The two big backs you're looking at, we've talked about them before, Usman Chroma and Shakai Mills-Knight, a beast of a running back from Tennessee. Those are your two big backs. And then you got Alvin Henderson, and you got I got to look into how you pronounce his name. When you just look at it, it looks like Dwayne Morris, who's a USC commit, but it's the A comes before the U in the Dwayne. So I got to check on that. It could be Don. I don't know, but I'm going to say Dwayne until somebody corrects me. Dwayne Morris, who is a super explosive kid who just came in on an official visit this last weekend. Look, I'm starting with the smaller back. I just really feel like Alvin Henderson. I still feel like Alvin Henderson is going to be in this class. And I wouldn't be shocked if something happened relatively soon, like within the next couple of weeks. Because, again, I'm okay with kids, you know, committing elsewhere, you know, and still recruiting them. And I'm okay with the battle. I'm okay with, you know, having to fight for kids. But there comes a point in time where you just have to move on. You just have to. And I think Alvin is worth continuing to fight for. I think Hugh believes he's worth continuing to fight for. But at some point, you have to get somebody on the board. So if he doesn't make a decision, probably in the next couple of weeks, definitely I would imagine before, if he doesn't make a decision before Big Cat weekend, Auburn's going to take another small back. Auburn's going to probably try to push and take Morris, the USC commit. And I don't think that would necessarily take Alvin's spot, but it would focus the attention away from him. You know, so right now it's, you know, hardcore calling him, texting him, we love you, we need you. You know, his NIL number is really high right now. So if he were to go ahead and jump in the boat, he can take advantage of that. But if you let somebody else get in the boat, that's going to, even if you're a great player, that's going to at least diminish your value a little bit because you don't have to have them anymore. So I think he's worth it. I think it makes a huge impact in state. And I think he will probably pull the trigger here pretty soon. So I think your big, I think your smaller back, your changeup guy is going to be Alvin Henderson. And then your big back right now, you have Steve Wiltfong saying that Usman Khroma is your top guy. I think he's going to be back for Big Cat Weekend. Auburn has to have him. He knows that Auburn has to have him. But I don't want to go 100% homer and just pick all the four stars. So I'm going to say Auburn's big back is actually going to end up being Shekhi Mills-Knight. And we'll see how this plays out. I could be way wrong, but I don't want to just go all homer, okay, and say we're going to get every single five star. I think probably Shekhi Mills-Knight is going to be your big back, even though I think Auburn leads for Usman Khroma at this point in time. So we'll see how that plays out. I think you're gonna have Shekhi Mills-Knight, Alvin Henderson, and there is not a impossible reality that Auburn doesn't take two of the small backs. Okay, there's a very good chance that Auburn could take both of those smaller backs because I talked about this on Zach's show. There's a real scenario where, you know, Auburn could lose two. You could lose Jarquez Hunter, and then if the depth chart doesn't shake out the right way, you could lose one of your returning backs, and then you only have, you know, one returning guy. So I think at that point in time, you dip into the portal for some help. But I do see a reality where Auburn could take three guys, a big back, and then both of these two small guys. So we'll see what happens there. Wide receiver. Wide receiver is another one where you just don't have a commitment yet. You don't have a commitment yet. You lead for a big dog, though. You lead for Caleb Cunningham, who has been on multiple visits. And every single one he's been on, Auburn's remained number one. Florida, I think, moved up there pretty quick. But if you've seen, you know, Florida's just on shaky ground. So I wouldn't count anything that anyone says about Florida. You can be wild on a visit, but when reality sets in, they got five commits. They're somewhere in the ranked in the 50th spot in recruiting, and the coach is on shaky ground. So I'm not really worried about Florida. Mississippi State's going to be your big competition. He's right outside of Starkville. So Caleb Cunningham, I think Auburn ultimately lands this guy, and you're talking about another carbon copy of Cam Coleman, five-star stud. And really with the last year's class, at how big it was, that may be really all you need. They won't stop there. But if you ended up with only Caleb Cunningham, that's a pretty big haul. That's a pretty big haul. But I think Auburn's going to at least take two. And I'm still saying Derek Smith, the Alabama commit, is going to be that guy at this point in time. I really, really think Auburn did not pigeonhole him early. They did not. They would love him to play wide receiver at Auburn, but he came in on this visit this past weekend. We talked about it. He spent time with Marcus Davis. He spent time with Charles Kelly. They love this kid. They just want him here. And I think ultimately with it being an in-state guy, the emphasis put on him, I think that ends up being your second wide receiver. So I would go predicting-wise on wide receiver, I'd go Caleb Cunningham, five-star. Derek Smith would be your second wide receiver. If by chance you don't pull off Derek Smith, you drop kind of far down the board. Travis Smith, who's a four-star wide receiver from Georgia, probably going to Georgia. That was a guy that's been here a couple of times, just came on an official visit. I think what you probably do is you take a really good eval decision between two in-state guys, T.K. Norman out of Carver, Montgomery, and then Dalen Upshaw. You know, he played with Cam Coleman last year. So if you get past Derek Smith, probably look at those guys. But right now I'm saying Caleb Cunningham, Derek Smith. All right, now the moment everybody's probably been waiting for is quarterbacks. And look, I've seen a lot of people sort of in a panic mode that like, Auburn needs to worry about landing a quarterback, or we got to have a quarterback. And I get it. It's great to have a quarterback in right now, but the guy you're going after is worth the wait. And he's just come out. I think Steve Wiltfong just had a talk with Juju. Obviously, you know, I'm talking about Juju Lewis. Just had a talk with his dad And they basically said they're going to shut it down in August, shut it down before the season starts. And I'll ask the question that everybody's, you know, wanting to ask, what are you having to shut down when you're already committed? You know, if you're committed, what you're supposed to be already shut down. So if you got to shut something down, what does that mean? What does that mean? We're shutting down something we're already committed. Obviously it means he's not 100% committed, no, regardless of what he said to analysts and things of that nature, saying I'm locked in. Clearly not. Because if you're locked in, your recruitment would already be shut down. Auburn really hit it out of the park with this guy over the weekend. I think if you know, you really gave, I think if you really gave Juju the choice, I it's a family decision, and you got to put it all together. I think Juju really loves Auburn. He raves about Auburn, raves about the wide receivers on the roster, raves about some of the guys that he can bring in with him that know they will come to Auburn if he were to sign. Ultimately, I think Juju ends up in this class. I really do. I think that if there was ever an opportunity where all the stars were aligned for Auburn to land the number one quarterback in the class, it's this year. You've got the talent that surrounds him, the proximity to home, the relationship piece. You got Hugh Freeze and the offense calling the plays. I just think there is like a perfect storm brewing. And then, obviously, I mean, you got to go out to L.A. L.A.'s great, okay? But you're talking about one of the most expensive places to live, insanely high taxes, cost of everything is higher. You can take a little bit less money and make more, you know, from an NIL perspective, because, you know, it's just a different world at Auburn. So I really do think Julian Lewis ends up the quarterback in this class. He's performing at the Elite 11. He's performing at the Elite 11 right now. Probably going to win MVP of that out in California. So just continuing to add to the accolades that he has. Will you be able to get him back at Big Cat Weekend? He's given some signals he'll probably come back. It's not official yet, but if he comes back, you got to feel really, really good about your chances of flipping him. And I think he's worth waiting. He's worth fighting for until that, you know, theoretical shutdown in August. He's 1,000% worth it. 1,000% worth it. The amount of buzz that would bring, and the people that he could bring in with him. I think Steve Wiltfong has said there's people that have texted me, kids that have texted me and said, if he goes to Auburn, that's my move. You know, guys committed elsewhere. So the value there is huge, and I think you definitely want to try to make that happen, and it's worth waiting till at least then. You can pivot easily too. I think KJ Lacy would come to Auburn, would definitely come to Auburn if you really switched and moved hard on him. And then there's another name that's kind of popped up recently that you might want to look out for. I don't think we'll get there, but let me find it really quick. Current TCU commit. I've heard his name a few times. Ty Hawkins might be somebody to watch. Might be somebody to watch as well. But again, I don't think it gets past KJ Lacy. If it comes to that, I really think we end up with Juju Lewis, and that would be a lot of fun. So again, this will change, but the visits are over for the most part. You're going to have Big Cat Weekend coming up. Tons of stuff that's going to happen over the next several weeks leading up to that we're going to talk about. But since the visits are over, you kind of feel like you may know where you stand with a lot of guys. Figure we go ahead and talk about what this offensive class could look like when all is said and done. And if it falls the way that we've talked about, you're going to be extremely, extremely excited with this class. So tomorrow we're going to do defense, and defense is going to be fun because there's still some heavy hitters out there on the board that we can talk about. So if you like this video, like it. If you like the content, subscribe to the channel. Get in the comments. Tell me if you think I'm crazy, and we can chat about it. Yesterday, the comments got kind of fun because it was, you know, talking about Alabama commits. So follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. We're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to be back tomorrow and get after it again, talk about defense. So thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. See you tomorrow. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening. drive home safely.